is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Next on News for the Soul, Bridging Realms with Becca Honeycutt. Becca is an energy healer, body-mind counselor with a passion for shadow work, the art of making the unconscious to conscious. It's about diving into the depths of you, facing and embracing your deepest fears about yourself to reclaim and empower you to move forward in the seat of your own authority. This is an excavation and reclamation of the soul. This returns to you the ability to trust in yourself, unapologetically speak your truth, and have full freedom of expression. Please welcome back Becca Honeycutt to News for the Soul.
Hi-ho there. This is Miss Becca Honeycutt, survivor, shadow worker, and sassy badass. The work that I share with you guys on this podcast is work that I learned due to my own experience of childhood abuse and how spirit showed me to use the pain I was dealt in order to make me stronger, get me out of survival mode, and back to the actual truth of who I am. And now I help other women turn the shame and self-blame of their childhood abuse into unapologetic confidence without defense in 90 days. Today we're going to be chatting about belonging to yourself and embracing your big energy. So if at any point in today's show you resonate, you have any questions, please feel free to give us a call. And you can do that at 646-595-4274 and either ask to be connected to me live on the show, or you can leave a question if you don't want to do that with the people that answer the phone, and they will make sure that I get that and I will answer it on the air. All righty, so let's get into this. So belonging to yourself and embracing your big energy. The reason that I wanted to talk about this, I put out this thing on TikTok, and apparently a lot of people needed to hear it, and I didn't realize that. And so based on that feedback, I wanted to bring this to you guys. Because I'm a shadow worker, I'm used to being in the dark, being in the depths, being in like the pain part of it, because that's where my growth comes from. And being somebody who's working on her messaging, I'm realizing nobody wants to hear about the hard stuff a lot of the time. Like we're in it and we know we're in it. We don't want to hear about it. So it's taken me a while to figure out that people want to hear about what is possible. And then how do we get there? So I am learning. You guys are teaching me lots and lots of things, and I'm super grateful for that. So this topic today was born out of that information that I got and spirit using that information to smack me over the head and say, this, do this. So this is what I'm bringing you today. So belonging to yourself and embracing your big energy. Okay, so the truth is it's more important for you to belong to yourself than to anyone outside of yourself. So you might be in groups, sitting in groups thinking, I don't belong here. If I spoke, I would be asked to leave. If I showed my true self, they would be afraid. Let them be afraid. The last thing you need is to continue to hide the very big energy that we need in the world, and that is you. You are here for a reason. The call on your heart to show up however you imagine yourself showing up is exactly what you are here to do and what the universe wants to support you in doing. However, once we hear that, what happens is it triggers our ego mind to task out how to make that happen, right? So let me walk you through this. So let's say you have an inspirational feeling. You get inspired to begin creating something out of what lights you up, and you're all jazzed out and super excited, right? And you start going, okay, let's do this. Let's work on this. Oh my God, this feels so good. Blah, 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 whatever. And then at some point in working with this, if it doesn't happen immediately, eventually your ego mind creeps in and begins putting pressure on you. Oh, we have to get it right. We have to make it perfect. We have to make it a source of income. We have to make it what makes us famous. We have to make it what gets us wealthy. We have to turn this into a business. Okay. Can you like feel the pressure of that? Right. And once this happens, what lit you up starts to become what takes you out. It starts to become like too much pressure. It feels heavy and like homework. And it's just like, soon you don't even want it anymore. But you feel like now you have to, because other people told you, or you told other people like how excited you were. And now you worry because you think that you're a failure if you don't see it all the way through. And because deep down in your subconscious, you want to avoid shame, you start following what you think others think you should do based on fear rather than follow your own truth in this moment. Right? I'm guessing a lot of people are with me when I'm talking about this right now. Everyone has been through this. This is so universal, you guys. I just totally want you to know that if this is you, first of all, like if you're in this and you're feeling like pressure, shame, there's something wrong with me, know that everyone in the freaking world is with you in that. This is not specific to one person. If you feel like you're failing, we're all failing. We all have this. So like, let's kumbaya that out, right? I just want you, first of all, to know that you're not alone. But so let me ask you a question. If you've gotten through all that and you end up in this little pit of despair, so to speak, when you get to that point, do you ever ask yourself, hey, where is that feeling of yes that started this, that started me on this path? So yes, that feels so good. I want to do this because of what it feels like in my heart, because of how it's lighting me up. Where did that spark go? Feel around for that, because I'm sure everybody's got an idea of what this is. Okay? Some of us live our whole lives like this and never asking that question, where did the spark go? Or noticing that our heart isn't in it anymore. And we start forcing ourselves through what we started just to look good, or please others, or prove that we're not a failure. What would happen if you stopped living your life from forcing or proving or avoiding or fear and shifted into living for what lights you up, what is a yes, and simply walked away from what becomes a no for you? Okay? Breathing. So there are two things in here. Number one, if we find ourselves at this crossroads and still want what we started, but now it feels heavy, right? So that's one space. We could be like, the thing lit us up. Oh yeah, I am in that space of like, now I feel defeated and heavy and blah, but I still want that. Like there's something in here that's still a yes for that, right? That's one space. The second space is, I don't want it anymore. Something else has shifted. I want something else. So how do I drop what is no longer a yes and follow something different? Okay? Those can be the two places we end up in. So answer these questions for me. Number one, and I want you to feel this. Do not answer this with your mind. I want your body, that same thing. It's like when you're lit up, you know what this feels like, okay, to answer these questions. What does your big energy want? The part of you that knows it's big and expressive and awesome and free. What does it want? And what would it need to fully express itself freely? Again, not from the mind, just from the body. Your mind might look for stupid things like, it needs money, it needs this, it needs that. Nuh-uh, that's not what I'm talking about. What does it need emotionally to express itself freely? And what would make it feel safe? Those are your guiding questions on this for the show. And so if we wait for the 100% assurance that we will be accepted, because most of the time that's what it is, right? You will never show up. If I wait like to know without a doubt that I will be 100% accepted by all of you guys for what I have to share, that no one's going to argue with me, that people aren't going to hate me or shame me or humiliate me because they don't agree with it. I would never show up as my vague self. I would never show up fully. You cannot wait for the assurance outside of you, right? Because if I am, my choices are still dependent on something or someone outside of me in order for me to be able to say yes to my fullness. Right? Can you follow that? I don't want you guys waiting on anything outside of yourself to be able to show up and say yes to who the fuck you are. You deserve to be here, period, full stop. Because you are. You do not have to be acceptable to anyone else. You do not have to be approved of by anyone else. The only person whose opinion of you matters is you. And so the way through this to get to your big energy, if you are finding yourself stuck in this, is to focus on you, to put your own voice and approval and self-acceptance above any thought, voice, or beliefs about you that are outside of yourself. Mom, dad, family, fuck it. You matter more. You're not here to live their life. You're not here for their approval. You're here for yours. You're here for your life force. It belongs to no one else but you. And that is how growth works. So let me talk about why we shrink here, okay? The minute you say you want X, whatever that is, right? X in quotation marks, you fill that blank in. So the minute you say you want X, every thought, emotion, and belief within you that opposes X shows up right in your face. Okay, so say that you want to be more confident, okay? I want to be more confident. So the first thing that will trigger is the voices in your head that say things like, who do you think you are? You can't have that. Look at you. You're worthless. You're a worthless piece of shit, right? This is so universal. It happens to all of us. The minute we ask for more, the first thing that usually shows up are the voices in our head that tear us down and start to belittle us and keep us down, right? And then if you get through that, people, family dynamics, or situations start to present themselves to you in the same way, trying to keep you small, tear you down. Breathing, and then pay close attention to this next statement. When this happens, this is not happening to you or despite what you desire. It is happening for you to create what you asked for. Okay? It seems counterintuitive, and it's not. I'm going to walk you through this. So what most people don't understand is that if you are going to embody your big energy, regardless of what others think, feel, say, yada, 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 you have to then become the person that no longer believes the bullshit lies that keep you down. Energy, this bullshit energy that's coming from others or yourself. And the only way to become that person is to grow your balls in the face of those fears, shame, and humiliating voices and choose yourself over them. It is not magic, it's growth. Right? It's not so much a test as it is the training to become what you asked for. When you said, I want to be more confident or whatever it is, you called it in. You called that in by saying, I want more. I deserve more. I know there's more to life than this. The minute you do that, the universe is like, whoop, oh, we got to shift gears and bring that up. We got to bring that to her right now. This is how that happens. So when you desire more for yourself than you currently have in any way, that immediately awakens your subconscious mind. This is why it feels like it's something horrible. It's because it's been in your subconscious mind, right? Shadow territory. The depths, the place where we don't know what's going on, but 95% of us runs unconsciously, That's why it feels like, where is this coming from? I don't understand. It's coming from your subconscious. You literally called up the shadow the minute you asked for more. Right? You're calling up something from the unknown depths of you. You are now entering unknown territory. So you immediately woke up your subconscious mind and said, I'm shifting this. I'm going to access some of this 95% and I'm bringing it up to where I only have 5% consciousness. So what that actually means when you do that is you called your own trainer forward from your subconscious and asked it to train you into being more, right? This is like when, right, I got weak quads, I need a trainer, I got to go to the gym, I got to work out, and you're like, and I'm like, I'm going to get a trainer, and it's like, okay, so you go down, you pay the trainer, Sparky comes in, and he starts training you out, and you're like, why did I do this? I think I'm going to die. My legs can't handle this. I think I'm going to throw up. I don't know how to get through this. Okay? Same thing is happening here. It's just emotional exercise. And you, it's not something you know you're doing, because a lot of people, I mean, people aren't talking about this. So after we make that call, quote unquote, to our trainer, so to speak, by saying, hey, we want more, and we encounter that training, that trainer coming forward, we freak out. We think we want it, but really, we're freaking out. When we hear the shame and humiliation, most of us, well, the majority of us, go back to shrinking. Because we give that voice of shame and humiliation more power than what we know deep down we are meant for. The more of us, the big energy. Right? This is what happens when we follow the ego mind. We stay small and we never move. We get stunted. Right? So if you want to be more, you have to risk everything you think you know about yourself to be true. I'm going to say that again. If you want to be more, you have to be willing to risk everything you think you know about yourself to be true. That's literally what you're doing when you step into this. You are letting go of everything you are to embrace something you have not yet been. Because what you may or may not know is what you're asking for is an identity shift that requires drastic change. And if you are holding on to everything you've known about yourself to be true, that change can't happen. Right? If I'm hanging on to a tree and I refuse to let go when the winds of change that I asked for come, will I change? Hell no. I'm still hanging on to that tree. Change is like, dude, I'm trying to transport you to Miami, but you keep hanging on to this tree over here in Norway. I can't get you there. You got to let go. You're the one who asked for it, right? I have to let go. Let that wind take me and trust in the unseen power of the desire I called forth to transform me. I have to trust the process. Right? And this, again, this is why I trust the unknown so much. Like, I totally, it's still not comfy, but I trust it. I've been through this process so many times. I'm used to how the pattern of moving through this looks, not necessarily the outcome or what the hell's going to happen, but I know the pattern now in my body and outside of my body, like the back of my hand. It's not comfy. It's scary as fuck. And let me tell you, it lets me know that I'm alive. I feel more in contact with life when I am in relationship with the unknown than feeling dead and going through the same old bullshit routine that keeps me small, that keeps me quiet, that keeps me in ruts that I don't want to be in. I know that no matter what, when I let go, change is coming. That is how I know to let change in. And I have to completely suspend all quote unquote thinking about what that means, right? Limiting beliefs, voices in my head that say, because usually it's like the minute I let go, that's what shows up. It's like, I told you so. Look, you're failing again. This is screwed up. What the fuck are you doing? Those are my inner voices. And I can't shut them down. If I stop and I start and I try to waste any of my energy shutting those voices down, arguing with them, convincing them they shouldn't be here, I'm in the wrong space because I'm still giving energy to what's trying to die in me so that I can be reborn as the new that I'm asking for. Okay. And I don't want to silence the voices. I don't want to argue with them. I don't want to shut them down. I'm just going to let them be there and not attach to them. I'm going to go, I see you. I see that you're afraid of dying right now. I see that you're terrified of change. I see that you're scared. Oh, they're scared. Now I can feel that in my body. Yep, fear showing up. Okay. Right? If you listen to the show like frequently, you know where I'm going next. Where is this showing up in my body? For me, it's all along the back, my spine and my heart. Right? Oh God, like this is really scary. What am I going to do next? I'm letting that in. I'm letting myself be scared. Woo! It is a ride. All that energy moving through my body. Holy crap. It's not going to kill me because I've been through this 100 times and I know that. But when fear is here, just I'm feeling it. I'm not making up stories about what the fear means. If those stories show up, I'm not attaching to them. I'm literally letting that energy move through my body so it can leave. I'm not pushing it out. I'm not going, okay, I'm going to feel it because I know it'll leave. No, I'm literally just in this moment being present with the massive amount of fear and anxiety that is literally moving through my body right now. Right? I've just done this a lot of times. And I'm just holding it like I would hold a scared little kid and saying, I see you. I see that you're scared. I see that you don't know what's happening. And it's okay. It's okay to be scared of my body. It's okay not to know what's happening. It's okay not to know what's coming next. It's okay not to know how this is going to work out. The more I let go, the more I'm giving spirit room to bring to me what I asked for. Again, may not look like what my mind thinks it should look like. The what I asked for. I have no idea how it's going to look. And that's the disorienting part of all of this. I have to be willing, like when I say you have to be willing to let go of everything you think you know about yourself or believe about yourself in order for the new to come next, this is what I'm talking about. My mind will automatically come up with what should happen next. What the outcome will look like, what I want the outcome to look like, right? And my mind, if I let it and I don't know what it's doing because I'm running subconsciously, will attach to the outcome of what I think it should look like, right? No. It should look like this. It should look like that. In my world right now, I'm going through some weird ass change. I had no idea what this was going to look like. Do I trust it? Yes. Is it comfortable? Hell no. Is it what my mind thought was going to happen? Absolutely not. I have no idea where this is going. I have no idea how this is going to turn out. It's not where I thought I would be right now. Is that okay? Yeah. Do I trust it? Yeah. And what I noticed about situations like when I've attached to something and it doesn't turn out that way and I end up somewhere else, what I will start beginning to notice are the signs from spirit that come through anyway, right? If I'm held on to this idea of this should have worked out by now and I'm failing and this is wrong and this is da 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 da, I'm not going to be able to see these signs. If I can accept what is happening now, and I'm not saying like accept, oh, I'm a failure. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm accepting like, hey, I'm at a job in a donut shop right now. I did not think that's where I was going to be. I thought I was going to be in a thriving business helping tons and tons of people right now. Is that happening? No. Am I giving it up? No. Do I think I'm a failure? Absolutely not. Am I in the right space? Yes. Do I trust that? Yes. Does it feel like the right space to my mind? Hell no. My mind has a very different idea of where I should be right now. But when I'm seeing these signs that I get from people that I am working with here, where it's like, oh, I'm noticing my skills to talk about shadow work showing up in my job for people that actually need it. I'm noticing connections be made where I'm like, wow, I never expected anything, any connections to be made with people that are like 20 years younger than me. And I'm finding how similar we are. And they're repeating words back to me verbatim that I have had between me and spirit with no one else around. I'm like, okay, I can, and so that's what lets me know I am in right space. And honestly, I'm going to tell you something you may not believe, but no matter what is happening or where you are on track. You are on target. You will not and cannot miss anything that is meant for you. That is a total BS lie. You can miss it or get delayed by it if you are so overcome with fear and an attachment to outcome that you aren't letting yourself be open to see everything. And that's not an accusation or a you're doing it wrong. It's just a pointing out to let you know that the energy of fear can really blind us sometimes. And it's okay to be afraid. So all of this is true. Okay? So it's just about noticing where you are in any given moment. Am I in fear right now? Yeah. Okay. Just be there. Don't try to get out of it. Let that fear be with it. Hug it. Love on it. Give it permission to be in your body right now until it leaves. And then see what you can notice around you. See what's true now in this moment. But most of us are so busy either being in the, like running toward the future or running away from the past. Avoiding pain from the past coming to us in the future. That's what the majority, I don't even know, you know, statistically, I would really love to see some numbers on this that are real. But I'm guessing about 90% of us, if I had to pull a number out of my butt, but, you know, not a statistician or whatever you call those people, so I'm probably not right, but not about, in my energetic opinion, 90% of us are doing that. We're living our lives from, I had this horrible experience. I don't want to have it happen again in the future. So here's how I'm going to move through life to avoid this happening to me in the future. And then you're constantly looking, is it happening? Is it happening? I think it's happening here. I think it's happening here. That's the lie that we get caught in that keeps us lost from being able to find out who we are. We have got a call from area code number 203, which I am happy to take. Caller, are you there? Hey!
Yes. Sorry, I'm walking. Actually, I'm walking carrying the leash of my dog that passed this summer. There might be some car background noise. I'm fine about it all. The experience has been so much better than all the other hounds I rescued and lost because my heart is in a better place. I'm first-time caller. I like your words. I only just tuned in, but I like your words a lot. And, yeah, running away to what's coming in the future. The eclipse was an amazing gift, bringing endings in a flash. And I read about it for 2 weeks and was saying, no, please, please, please make this a positive one. Make the relationship continue. And within seconds, a few days later, I was done. And It's amazing. I'm really looking forward to the one coming. I don't know what it will be bringing, but I'm enthused. And I don't know if you give readings or not, but I don't know. I'll just talk or whatever. But I like what you're saying. And it's interesting that you're meeting up with people 20 years younger than you. And I thought, yeah, me too. That's neat. But then you said they're saying the things that you were hearing yourself. That's interesting. That's very interesting. I'm finding boundaries are opening up and me suddenly kind of admiring and liking young women when in the past I could have been maybe jealous because I'm now 70 and I've missed so much of my life and they're just so lovely and beautiful. And anyway, so that's where I am.
I love that. I think that's absolutely beautiful. And I really feel like you're talking about the energy. I love how you shared about how it was like the fear around that eclipse coming, like, oh God, please let it be good. Please let it be good. And then bam, 2 days, the whole thing is, that relationship is over. And you're like, it feels lighter. Like your energy feels really light.
Is much lighter. You know, the truth sets you free, but usually it's through crawling into bed in a fetal position and being depressed and oh, poor me and why. And that's, there's a little bit of, you know, I want some understanding from this, you know, what this person was about. But the rest is, I'm so glad that I return back to the new me that's happy. That's only brand new. So every time something negative happens, I worry that that's going to be gone. It's there. And that's the most important thing. And I also, this person brought in tons of lessons, tons. And I was able to face them all, partly with an amazing, brilliant therapist, where we've just been laughing for weeks. And he's been telling me all the not so pleasant secrets about men. It's totally enlightening for me. And I said, you know, I've had 25 years of no relationship, so thank you for telling me this stuff, which is not so happy, but, and he kind of cringed, and I said, no, I need to know these things, so that's kind of it.
Beautiful woman. I love that. I love, like, anybody who's listening to this right now, I'm like, I love it. I love that you're 70 because it's like rebirth can happen at any time, any age, anywhere. And you are an example of that and sharing that with all of us right now.
I shut down at age 6. I have not had an open heart or faith or been without fear all those years. And it's, you know, psychics used to say, I see you becoming full of joy. And I'd say, I hope, but really, come on. And it's finally coming. It's just so wonderful. And I'm just saying, please, please, please give me at least 30 more years so I can start enjoying this, start giving my real self to the world, et cetera, et cetera.
Hell yeah, woman. That is beautiful. I really appreciate you taking the time to call in and share that with us. That is absolutely amazing. And I so freaking honor the hell out of your path because that's a big shift.
Yeah. I didn't do it. Divinity brought it to me. And I'm so grateful. So grateful.
Oh, amen, woman. Thank you so much.
Can you see anything? Can you do any kind of reading? I want to ask about a dog that I'm bringing in tomorrow to foster.
I don't necessarily do readings like that. Like what I'm doing is shadow work. So for me, it's basically where your subconscious is holding you back.
Okay.
Not necessarily energies outside of you and what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And you're in a very expansive place. So right now it's like literally everything holding you back has moved out of your way at this moment. So,
yeah.
I
have some fears. I'm praying and praying a lot, asking my dog to come through and guide this new dog. He's been in a shelter at least since 2016. I just learned that today, so it's really sobering. and they're very concerned about this guy. They're driving him straight to my home because they love him that much, rather than having me meet him halfway. Praying, you know, to everything and everyone and every being that this guy will be protected and trust that he's safe. I mean, his home has been a shelter, so it's going to be difficult.
You're so sweet. I'm sure anything new will take time.
Absolutely.
I'm a firm believer in what's meant for us finds us. And so if this is happening and it's all that energy is moving that massive amount for him, for this dog to come to you, then it's definitely meant to be. And whether in the space that you're in right now with all this new energy, it's like you're going to end with the trauma and the shutdown that you've had. It tells me that you've got exactly what he needs. You have the medicine.
Okay. Well, it's nice meeting you, and I will find you again, and I'll continue to listen now to your show.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, I'm here every second and fourth Wednesday at 2 p.m., so I look forward to hearing from you more.
Great. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. And we have got another caller from 504, if they're still there. Caller, are you there? Oh, no. Okay, dropped. All right, so if you want to call back, I'm here for another 20 minutes or so. But, okay. So, yes, so where were we? We are in the land of avoiding the past and the future, right? So the majority of us are holding that space within us. And when you're holding on to... It's really weird. When you're holding on to that much fear, it's hard to feel your own life force. It's hard to feel connection with divinity because I don't want to say faith, but there is, your energy is being consumed by a worry about fear. And there's like, if you've got like 100% energy, right? We've all got percentages, so we're just going to do 100%. 100%, we're energy. If my 100% of my energy is being held up by worry of fear of something happening, the 10% energy that's trying to get into me from spirit is going to be missed because I'm 100% full up, focused on worry, okay, or on fear, or avoiding, or whatever it is, right? I have to be willing to let go of some of that in order for everything that I'm asking for to come to me, in order for spirit's voice to come in order for the change that I asked for to happen. I have to give their room for it to get here. So if you are somebody who is asking for change, asking for your big energy to show up, asking, when am I going to be free of this? When am I going to be whatever? And that trainer in you shows up that starts to say all these horrible things. I want you to stand with it and know it isn't the truth telling you that you're bullshit, that you are a failure, that you're whatever. That isn't truth. That is the old conditioning coming up to be removed from your system. And I'm asking you, and the trainer itself is asking you to stand and know yourself as more than what that story is telling you you are. Stand in the face of these words coming to you and know that you are more. Know that they are false. Know that they are lies. Because if you're demanding more confidence, more self-confidence, more self-acceptance, more self-love, more love, whatever it is, you have to stand in knowing that you deserve that. And when the bullshit comes toward you, you don't give it your energy, including not fighting with it, not arguing with it, not proving your worth, none of that shit. You just stand there and go, I see you. And I know that I'm worth more than this. I know that that story isn't true. I know where I'm headed. I can feel that freedom in my body. right? So it's like if you just close your eyes for a minute, as long as you're not driving, and take a breath. And I want you to just, whatever you've asked for, there's something, whatever it is you've asked for, more confidence, more whatever, whatever it is for you. I want you to see yourself 10 years from now. Like just imagine you're 10 years from now. And I want you to feel what it feels like to have the thing you're asking for. Feel it. As if it's happening in that moment, right? 10 years from now, it's already done. You have the thing. What do you feel? What do you feel like? What does it feel like to be you in this moment that you have the thing? What do you notice? Right? And see if you can, if you're somebody who's visual about this, I want you to, like, there's different ways we can visualize. So there's one way is where it's like I'm looking at myself feeling this, right? I'm looking at my future self. I want you to be looking out the eyes of your future self. You are standing in that person's body, the future you's body, looking out of his or her eyes. There we go. Now, what does it feel like to be here? What do you notice about what it feels like to be looking out these eyes with the thing, feeling the thing, having the thing? What does it feel like to have it? How does it feel like to be in relationship with whatever it is you called in? How does it ease or shift your relationships with other people, situations, confidence, self-acceptance, your ability to express yourself to the fullest? How does that feel? Don't push on it. Don't push like, oh, I'm seeing myself this or that. I'm not asking what you see. I'm asking how you feel. How does it feel in your body? You don't have to know what the visual is. What does it feel like to be stand? There you go. There we go. Yeah. Now just let that feeling get bigger. Just stand there. You don't have to make it bigger. Just let it happen. It comes to you. It's effortless. You just intend and allow. I feel all of this. What does it feel like to be this confident? What does it feel like to be this secure? What does it feel like to be this safe? What does it feel like to be this big in my expression? And notice where there's ease in your body right now, where maybe normally there's tension. Notice maybe how is your breath any different? Is it easier to breathe? What does it feel like is possible from this place? Okay. So like you can keep that feeling as long as you want. You don't have to let it go. But coming back to this moment right now, it's time travel, people. That's all it is. It's imagination. It's energy. We just time traveled into what is possible for you. If you spent even 5%, you gave 5% to feeling the energy of that, it would shift out. Like even if you've got like 95% worry, but I'm going to shift out 5% of my 100% worry to do this every day for like 30 seconds, a minute, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever the hell it is, it's going to shift everything because your mind will start following what you feel. And if you practice feeling what it feels like to have the thing, everything in you is going to shift. And you get to step into being more of your big energy because what's going to happen is you're going to trust the trust and safety that is built up as a sensation in your system over what your conditioned mind is telling you. And it is going to become way easier to call bullshit on any story that the mind tells you because you're going to know it's bullshit. It's not in my body. It's just my mind. That fucking shit isn't real. That's conditioning dying. Oh, I don't need to attach to it. What's the truth? Let me feel my body. Wow, it's all calm in here. I'm going to give that another 5% and then another 5% and another 5% until I am 100% believing my body over whatever bullshit the mind has to say, over whatever bullshit limitations my family and friends are coming toward me because they're judging me based on their own insecurity. anybody who supports you is going to want what you want for yourself. Period. Just because it doesn't go by the way I think it should is none of my fucking business. If I care about you, I care about you and what you want for you, whether I think it's possible or not. Doesn't matter what I think. I'm me. You're you. You want it. It's your desire. It's meant for you. I'm really curious about how you get there. I'm excited for you that you want this. How can I show up and support you? How can I be the thing that cheers you on? Right? And you will start to up-level your friends. You'll start to up-level your interactions, your situations, your life. Even if and when it doesn't go the way you think it should go. Okay? I could easily be telling myself I'm a failure right now and buying that. But honestly, I've told myself that story most of my life. And everything that's been happening for me has really taught me how that's not true. So right now I called my trainer in, which is why I'm working at a donut shop and not fully successful in my business yet, right? But that is my trainer saying, yeah, what if you end up working at donuts for the rest of your whatever, your little life and die here? And it's like, yeah, okay, I see you. Okay. I don't believe it because my body knows something more is about to happen. Maybe my attachment to what I think is going to happen is limiting what spirit can do with that. I am willing to surrender that vision. Am I stopping working on it? No. Am I leaving room for spirit? Yeah. Am I surrendering my mind every frickin' day, every frickin' minute of every frickin' day when I notice I'm attached? Yeah, to the best of my ability. And it's not all easy. It's hard. And some days I can't. And some days I'm crying, and some days I'm angry, and most days I'm frustrated. But that's just my mind dying. Because when I tune into my body, it's like, dude, you have no idea. And I'm like, okay. But we're all doing something new right now. We are all moving through a different phase of life with everything that's happening on the planet, the energy that's hitting the planet, the trajectory that we're headed in. None of us have ever done this before. So I'm willing to say, I don't know what I'm fucking doing. And yeah, spirit, here we go. Take that wheel. I have no idea. I'm willing to let go of the tree and let the winds of change take me where they will. And I have no idea how that's going to work out. I have no idea how it's going to look. It's going to be terrifying to my mind, but everything in my body is like, trust it. And I do. So both are true. Doesn't have to be one or the other. Okay. So just know that you are in good company and see if you can, whatever you called in, just be willing to step into your bigness, your big energy. Be willing to belong to yourself first over other people and embrace the more that you know you are meant for, regardless of the stories you hear in your head, regardless of what shows up in front. And every time something in front of you shows up to take you down, no, let it be something that reinforces, I'm on the right path or this wouldn't be showing up. More is headed for me or this wouldn't be showing up. Instead of letting it take you down, let it make you stronger. Let it convince you of your conviction that you are on track and stop doubting yourself. Instead, doubt the doubt at every freaking turn. Because you guys are freaking powerful. We were made for this. So breathe and keep going. And stay awake out there. So this is all the time we've got together for today. And if this has been helpful to you and you want more information like this, you can follow me on Instagram at Becca Honeycutt, H-U-N-N-I-C-U-T-T. You can find me on my website at darkgoddessacademy.com. And always feel free to email me with any questions you have or whatever. And you can do that at hello@darkgoddessacademy.com. All right. Thank you, beautiful people, so much. and have a wonderful day. Bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.